Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem BPJ, share number 126. As Bais Pnimi, join share number 126. We're going to talk about a concept that's extremely important in life and relationships, and that is what we call emotional intelligence. A lot of this is based on a book, What Smart Couples Know, by Patricia Kovalt, how she adapts emotional intelligence to relationships and particularly to marriage. It's something that has been discussed in the secular world for the last 20-25 years. There's a book, Emotional Intelligence, by Daniel Goleman, started to talk about it there. Truth is, Chazal, our Torah, we know it, Misinai, through all the lessons of the Chazal pertaining to interpersonal relationships, a lot mentioned in Perkei Avos and in so many Svarim, where this concept of emotional intelligence is the yesod of Yiddishkeit, that you can't move without it. Unfortunately, it became something that has been greatly neglected in the world overall, and even within us. And without emotional intelligence, which we're going to call EQ, like IQ is intelligence in the logical sense, EQ is the quotient of emotional intelligence, evaluating that. Without it, we can't relate effectively. Not to Bein Adam L'Chaveiro overall, certainly not with one's own spouse. And this author was saying when she first learned about the concept of emotional intelligence, became aware of it, it started to be applied extensively in academic and business worlds to improve it. And she says something interesting. She says, it's incredulous to me that so few have seen the wisdom of applying these aptitudes in committed relationships or marriage. This is something that is common sense, basic things, but we lost that art. We need to develop that emotional intelligence that's within all of us to create satisfying marriages and relationships of love between a husband and a wife, and with our children, and with every Ben on the Chaveri aspect. So this book seems very special and unique because it delves a lot in using marriage and applying emotional intelligence to marriage. And that's a big bracha to be able to utilize this. And Mitzvah Shem, we're going to talk about this with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help at great length. A lot of what we discussed in other shiurim have a lot to do with this maturity. And the idea being, this maturity of emotional intelligence is a courage. When we stop hiding our strengths from ourselves out of fear and begin to live our best lives instead of below it, it's a higher expectations of being truly the person we are. And we grow when we grow intellectually, we grow when we grow emotionally. And emotional intelligence is something that people have not heard much about. Maybe now they have. And everyone has within them emotional intelligence. It's dormant, it's within us, but we haven't practiced it. It's like trying to exercise a muscle that has been not used for a long period of time. It takes a lot of work and therapy to get it to its maximum use. So what is the shayrish of emotional intelligence in marriage? This idea that, unfortunately, many people, when they're married or when they're looking for someone to marry, you know, we're focused a lot on finding the right person more than being the right person. And relationship success is dependent on what you do and also who you are. Who you are. And would your relationship run a lot smoother if you sharpened your ability to read your spouse's feelings, to understand them? Would you both feel better if you can show your spouse that you're tuned in to him and to her? That both of you have more positive interactions that weigh beyond what the negative interactions may be, like 5-1, 10-1, getting to even 20-1. Would it be help the relationship if the two of you learn how to read each other's signals more accurately, how to understand each other, how clearly to identify and express to each other the healthy emotions that within each other, to show more empathy, to show more compassion, and to admire and value each other for the gifts that you have and express them? And everyone would say, of course, this is common sense. Everyone wants to do this. But we all sabotage ourselves very often. And we could really, truly enhance our marriages. We could actually save our marriages, even marriages that are on the brink of divorce, if you're both motivated to work very hard towards it. Look deep within as you're each working with each other to save the marriage, to be open to learn, to be willing to change for the better. Sometimes you have trauma from the past that holds you back from this emotional intelligence. Story of one couple in particular. They were angry, they were hurt, they blamed each other. She grew up with an alcoholic mother. He grew up with an alcoholic father. So he had a pattern of being controlling and angry. She was critical and withdrawing. When problems came up, they both got fed up and they just didn't want to work things out. And they came to know themselves better and see themselves more realistically by therapy. They started to look themselves in the mirror. They started to see how they made things worse by letting their emotions run rampant and not channeling it properly and not being tuned into each other. And when they both persisted in working on it, and they developed that EQ, that emotional intelligence, and they used it, their marriage was saved and began to even thrive. And there it goes. No matter how long you're married, couple after couple after couple, each one of you, individually and then collectively, you work towards this. You work towards enhancing your emotional intelligence in the best possible way. And you will see that your relationship will thrive. Of course, you daven, you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help. That too is emotional intelligence. That too of asking Hashem to help you with your weaknesses and to help you grow and to help you know how to handle the nisyonos that you have in life. That too is a chelik of emotional intelligence. How to daven properly, how to be mespoided properly, and then how to interact with each other in the most healthy way. Emotional ties is what keeps us together. We all want personal closeness with our spouses, meaningful and effective communication, companionship, intimacy, a good physical relationship, support. And both men and women benefit from this. It's very, very important. Now, traditionally, men are less likely than women to make their marriage the primary source of happiness, though this is also changing. Men are more inclined to look for outside activities. Now, we're not talking necessarily destructive things now, okay? That goes without saying, where people sometimes escape their inner life in family to go to destructive things. I'm not talking about that now. I'm talking about even constructive things. Men would, let's say, go out and do exercise or go to shear or their jobs or whatever it is. They'd go outside to get their fulfillment. Women, it's changed. You have working women, careers, idealistic women on the outside, but they usually nevertheless had their needs met through fulfilling the relationships within internally, their friends, their family, their home, and so on and so forth. But the truth is both of them need to make family what counts, their home, the ikkar. And EQ, emotional intelligence, is a goldmine when it relates to adult love interactions. One of the most painful things in life is divorce. For those of you that are listening, I'm sure it will resonate. And even if divorce was amicable, and thank God, as painless as possible, It is a traumatic experience. It is a very difficult thing. It is a very, very difficult thing. There's a lot of trauma to that. And it carries over. It carries over when parents, when children are, you know, went through that with their parents being divorced. And, of course, the parents themselves. It's a very difficult thing. And sometimes it's not preventable. It's something that needs to happen in some situations. But in many cases, it could be avoided. And when it can't, it can't. But when it can, it really, to reverse that trend as much as possible, is really the key, is really so important. So you have emotional intelligence regarding social behaviors. You have the famous book called Emotional Intelligence by Daniel Goleman. I don't know exactly when it was, but it was at least over 20, 25 years ago. And he applied this concept to businesses, to industries, academic settings. Maybe he wrote other books later about relationships. But very few are about how to handle this concept in emotional relationships. And but the concepts, this author, Patricia Shakova-Virt, said that she used Daniel Goleman's thoughts on this and his system to create loving relationships within marriage themselves by developing that emotional intelligence within themselves in their personal relationships. So there's a lot of ideas. So let's first start off like this. What are those concepts that will help us integrate emotional intelligence in our lives, which is really an idea of emotional maturity? Number one, handling frustration and settling differences in a non-destructive way. To be patient, to be civil, to be kind. To have the willingness to postpone gratification. Postponing gratification doesn't just mean holding back from a physical pleasure, like when you go on diets or, you know, and other types of aspects of that, but it's basically the idea of postponing by working hard towards something that you will, that even though you're not in the mood of something right now, but you're working on the relationship, even though you're not in the greatest mood, that's postponed gratification, where you know it's going to plant seeds for future pleasure. Using perseverance in the face of setbacks, taking ownership or accountability for your actions and attitudes and feelings. To face unpleasantness without bitterness. To display humility and the ability to say, I'm sorry. The ability to say, I was wrong. And accepting responsibility for the outcome of your decisions. Trying to correct it. Being dependable. Having a personal integrity. Avoiding being judgmental and critical. And general acceptance of others, especially one's own husband or wife. So these are what I just described, aspects of people who have emotional maturity. When you develop these things, as simple it may sound, but when you develop this, it's life-changing. It is life-changing, and it's something that needs to be worked on and constantly, constantly worked on. And it's doable. And we're going to discuss this topic at length, practical advice on how to go about it in relationships, and we're hopefully going to talk also internally in Avodas Hashem overall, but certainly pertaining to marriage. I want all of you to listen and to understand. You may think that there are other people that have more natural sensitivities, more emotional depth than you have, and it's not your thing. It's not true. Everyone within them. Famous author, her name was Pearl Buck, she wrote as follows, that inside myself is a place where I live all alone, and that's where you renew your springs that never dry up. She's hinting to the inner potential within each human soul. And we all have this. It's part of our neshama to have this emotional intelligence. It's mechayev us from all the words of the Chazal in Perkei Avos. The Avedonis kol adam lekav schus. Avedon kabbalas kol adam v'save upon him yafais. And so on and so on. Hundreds and hundreds of lessons in Chazal, in Perkei Avos, in the Mefarshim on Perkei Avos, in spread out through Gemara, spread out through Rashi, spread out through lessons in Chumash and Mefarshim about how the Avos, their conduct, Aharon HaKohen's conduct, Moshe's conduct, Kaviyachol, and David HaMelech, and so on and so forth, where they all express this concept, this inner deep concept of the connection to themselves, to their neshama, as they connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Am Yisrael. And that is what we need to do. We need to become more emotionally intelligent. And that is one of the goals of the Shiurim overall. And it's one of the goals of Bezaz Hashem, these Shiurim that are going to come up now, of focusing on emotional intelligence in marriage relationship between a husband and a wife. Bracha v'atzlacha.